Welcome back to NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness for Wednesday morning, April 22, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
A Clarion announces $2.50 million stock repurchase plan. A Clarion Inc., a commercial stage healthcare technology company, announced a $2.50 million stock repurchase plan. The board of directors authorized the program to support continued NOSISKIN adoption and disciplined capital allocation. The repurchase program will be executed over the next 12 months using existing cash and cash equivalents. Aclarion believes this program will enhance shareholder value while investing in the expansion of NOSISKIN. ActiPatch expands to Taiwan, challenging traditional pain management with drug-free innovation. ActiPatch Record is set to launch in Taiwan, challenging traditional pain management with a drug-free approach. Bioelectronics Corporation announced the partnership with Aphrodite Medical Group, a leading healthcare provider in Taiwan, to introduce ActiPatch to the market. This U.S. FDA-cleared device offers up to 720 hours of continuous therapy, providing a practical alternative to pharmaceuticals. The initial shipment has been completed, with a coordinated market launch planned for Q2 2026.
Approximately 500,000 post-19 U.S. veterans with an average age of 33 had high blood pressure, with men and black veterans more likely affected. But women had lower rates but higher undiagnosed cases. Hispanic veterans also had higher undiagnosed rates. The study, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, emphasizes the importance of early prevention and management of high blood pressure for better cardiovascular health.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.